USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. The Minneapolis Police Department's top homicide detective testified at the Derek Chauvin trial on Friday. Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman, head of the homicide division for over 12 years, testified that Chauvin's actions violated policy by pressing his weight down on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes while the man was handcuffed and in a prone position.
Have you ever, in all the years you've been working for the Minneapolis Police Department, been trained to kneel on the neck of someone who is handcuffed behind their back in a prone position?
No, I haven't.
The lieutenant testified that kneeling on a person's neck can be classified as deadly force. The testimony by the department's most senior officer came out on a short fifth day of testimony in the trial. Testimony resumes Monday. High temperatures are expected across the country for the weekend, with temperatures remaining high throughout the next week. For more news updates, find us at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The Food and Drug Administration has authorized two changes to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine that can provide extra doses from each vial. USA's Wendy King reports.
The FDA is authorizing some changes that are expected to boost coronavirus vaccine supply and speed up the vaccination effort. Moderna says it will now start shipping 15-dose vials of its vaccine soon after showing the FDA different amounts of vaccine can be extracted from each vial using different types of syringes. The original vials were designed for 10 doses, and the FDA says providers can actually get 11 out of those vials. It's now sending new instructions to healthcare workers. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The S&P 500 index finished above 4,000 for the first time on Thursday, led by technology stocks, as data showed the U.S. manufacturing sector expanding at its fastest pace in 38 years, ahead of Friday's U.S. employment report. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The March job numbers were released on Friday. USA's Tim Berg has the story.
The U.S. economy added 916,000 jobs in March as the unemployment rate fell to 6%. Job creation was nearly double the 468,000 in February, when the jobless rate was 6.2%. Economics professor at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, Austin Goolsbee, tells CNBC,
"The jobs market is actually better than it was before COVID began. But if you look down at the lower income paying jobs where the jobs got to be done on location, they're still really suffering. And this is the first of the big numbers that hopefully we're going to have 6, 8, 10 months in a row of big numbers like this."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CDC has updated its domestic travel guidance for fully vaccinated people, lifting certain testing and self-quarantine requirements, and recommending precautions like wearing a mask and avoiding crowds. But health officials continue to discourage non-essential travel. The CDC updated its website on Friday to reflect the latest scientific evidence, writing that people who are fully vaccinated with an FDA-authorized vaccine can travel safely within the United States. The CDC considers someone fully vaccinated 2 weeks after they received the last dose of vaccine. Those individuals will no longer need to get tested before or after travel unless their destination requires it, and do not need to self-quarantine upon return. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.